大家好。
Greetings.
我们开启之前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray before the at the beginning.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是满有恩典的神。
Because you are the Lord with you are gracious Lord.
你带领你的教会二十年的时间。
You lead your church in the past 20 years.
你供应这个教会一切所需要的。
You provided this church everything it needs.
我为到这个教会的将来也交托在主手中。
I present the future of this church into your hand.
你知道他们会在神你的话语上面成长。
And you know they will grow in your word.
保守他们合一。
Keep the unity in them.
保守这个教会凡事会尊主伟大。
So help this church to glorify you in everything.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
今天是MMC 是二十周年的纪念。
And today is MMCC 20 years anniversary.
所以呢，我就希望用一卷书，就是提多书，跟大家分享。
So I would like to share with you the book of Titus.
要了解提多书呢，我们先要来了解保罗的生平。
And to better understand book of Titus, we need to begin with the understanding of Paul's life.
大部分有关保罗的生平呢，我们可以在使徒行传里面找到。
Majority of Paul's life we can find from the book of Acts.
但是呢，使徒行传呢，不是保罗的一个传记。
But the book of Acts is not Paul's biography.
所以呢，如果你要把保罗的生平所有东西重组出来呢，你必须要看他的所写的书信。
So if you like to piece together Paul's life, you need to read his epistles.
那根据教会历史呢，保罗呢是一个秃头傲臂，一条迷毛，个子很小，脚又弯，但是很友善的一个人。
According to church history, Paul was bald, and he has a hook nose and unibrow, and he's short, and he has crooked legs, but he was very friendly.
使徒行传呢，讲到了保罗，他是在大马士的路上信耶稣的。
Book of Acts recorded that Paul was converted on the road to Damascus.
当时是主后三十三年。
It was A.D. 33.
保罗当时可能是三十岁。
Paul was probably 30 years old at that time.
三年之后，他上耶路撒冷，见就是彼得跟雅各。
And 3 years later, he went to Jerusalem to meet Peter and James.
以后十年呢，他就在他的家乡大树。
And the following 10 years, he was in his hometown, Tarsus.
你可以说呢，他是一个没有什么名气的一个基督徒。
You can say he was not a well-known Christian.
直到主后45年的时候呢，巴拿巴来找保罗。一同去安提阿侍奉。
Until A.D. 45, Barnabas went to see Paul, and together they went to Antioch.
那么我们就知道了，从主后47年到主后57年，在这十年里面呢，保罗曾经三次旅行传道。
And then we know that between A.D. 47 to 57, during these 10 years, Paul took three missionary journeys.
57年的时候，保罗回耶路撒冷的时候，给犹太人诬告他。
And A.D. 57, when Paul went back to Jerusalem, he was wrongly accused by Jews.
现在该撒利亚里面坐牢。
And he was imprisoned in Caesarea.
那么再送到罗马。
And then sent to Rome.
那么这个其实就是《使徒行传》的结束。
And that's the end of Book of Acts.
但是呢，根据教会历史呢，保罗是在主后62年的时候，被释放出来。
According to church history, Paul was released from prison, A.D. 62.
那么大概他就是60岁。
And he was about 60 years old.
那如果我问你了，你现在60岁了？你要干什么呢？
Now if I ask you, now you are 60 years old, what are you going to do? What?
你干什么？
What are you going to do?
对呀，退休啊，是不是一天到晚我们就在想这个事情呢？
Of course, retired.
我20岁的时候，团契的时候在讨论这个问题，我已经告诉人我60岁要退休。
When I was 20 years old at our fellowship,college fellowship, I told people I will retire at age 60.
那么就拿一个鸟笼去喝早茶。
And I will carry a bird cage and go to the tea house.
但是保罗没有这样子做。
But Paul didn't do that.
你知道保罗当时已经是一个很出名的基督徒了。
You know, at that time, Paul was a well-known Christian.
他把福音呢从小亚细亚一直传福音到欧洲。
He spread gospel from Asia Minor to Europe.
大小的城市里面都建立了教会。
And he established church in the cities, big or small.
他曾经写信给不同的教会，其中有10封信已经列进新约圣经里面。
And he wrote many letters to different churches, and 10 of the letters were adopted in the New Testament.
这么有成就的一个人当然退休了。
Such an accomplished Christian, of course, he should retire.
享受他的晚年，就是去吃意大利餐，可以坐地中海的这些游船去旅游了。
And enjoy his twilight years, and eat Italian food, and take a cruise in Mediterranean Sea.
但是我们知道保罗没有这样子做。
But we know Paul didn't do that.
教会历史告诉我们，保罗被释放以后，他很可能就回去以弗所。
Church history told us, probably after Paul was released, he went back to Ephesus.
他就见到提摩太。
And he met Timothy.
那么再去格利底传福音。
And then he went to Crete to preach the gospel.
很有可能他最后其实是传福音到西班牙。
And most likely, he spread gospel in Spain at last.
那么主后65年的时候，他又给人捉去坐牢了。
And A.D. 65, he was imprisoned again.
但是这次坐牢，他就是为主殉道。
And this time he was martyred for the Lord.
所以呢，从他主后62年到65年这3年里面，保罗呢写了3封信。是在我们今天的新约圣经里面。
So between A.D. 62 to 65, Paul wrote 3 letters that those are in our New Testament.
是写给他的徒弟，就是提摩太跟提多。
He wrote to his disciple Timothy and Titus.
教他们怎么牧养教会。
And teaches them how to pastor the church.
我们现在一般教这3封书信呢，就叫做。招募书信。
Now we call these 3 letters the pastoral epistle.
保罗呢，其实已经年老了。
Paul was old.
但是他也非常有成就。
But he was a very accomplished.
他有退休的机会，他没有退休。
He has a chance to retire, but he didn't.
反而呢，继续去侍奉神。
Instead, he continued to serve the Lord.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why is that?
我想呢，我们可以找到这个答案，就在我们刚刚读过提多书的1章1到4节。
I think we can find the answers in the book of Titus we just read.
一到四节呢，是保罗自己介绍自己。
Verse 1 to 4 is a Paul's self-introduction.
他先告诉我们他的身份是什么。
First he told us his identity.
保罗介绍自己是神的仆人。
He introduced himself as a servant of God.
其实一个更正确的翻译呢，应该是说保罗是神的奴隶。
A more accurate translation is a slave of God.
奴隶在罗马人的心目中一点都不陌生。
A slave is not is familiar in for Roman.
因为呢，罗马帝国有很多的奴隶。
Because the Roman Empire had a lot of slaves.
单单当时在意大利已经有2000万的奴隶。
Only in Italy, there were 20 million slaves.
他们奴隶呢是社会阶层里面最低层的一群人。
The slaves were at the bottom of the social status.
这些人没有自己的主权。
They don't have their self right.
他们是属于他们的主人。
They belong to their masters.
他们没有自己的愿望。
They don't have their own will.
他的主人的命令就是他的意愿。
And the commander, commanders of their masters are their will.
很多时候呢，你的一个奴隶的命运就决定在他的主人的手上。
And most times the destiny of a slave is at the hand of his masters.
如果你遇到一个好的主人呢，他可能在罗马历史里面记载，他可以当你好像他的儿子一样。
If you are lucky, you have a good masters, they can treat you as their own children.
但是如果你的主人不好的时候，他就看你好像你他的家里面一件家具一样。
And if the masters are not nice, they will treat you as a piece of furniture in the home.
主人也可能把他的奴隶呢送去这些竞技场里面比赛。
The masters could send their slaves to the Colosseum to fight.
他不会理他们的死活。
And has no regard of their life and death.
你知道，圣经告诉我们，我们每一个人都是一个奴隶。
And you know, Bible tells us every one of us is a slave.
圣经说，我们生下来就是罪的奴隶。
And Bible tells us we are slave to sin.
人活在世上的时候，就在罪的权势底下。
And we live in this world under the power of sin.
换句话说，你不可能不犯罪。
In another word, it's impossible for you to not sin.
当这个瘾友来到你面前的时候，我们每一个人都会，我们都会犯罪。
When the temptation comes, we all sin.
这个就是为什么我们中国人有一句话说，人在江湖，身不由己。
That's why the Chinese saying says, when we are in the world, we are driven by the world.
那不单指的我们是罪的奴隶。
Not only we are slaves to sin.
我们也是世界的奴隶。
And we are slaves to the world.
以弗所书二章二节里面讲到，那时你们在其中行事为人，随着今世的风俗。
Ephesians 2:2 says, in which you used to live when you follow the ways of this world.
那我们现代的人常常夸口，就是我们懂得享受人生。
The modern day, the people often boast that they know how to enjoy life.
我们告诉人，我们懂得吃，我们懂得享受。
We tell people we know how to eat and how to enjoy.
但是我要问大家，你是不是真的懂得享受呢？
But I want to ask you, do you truly know how to enjoy?
很多时候，其实我们就看电视或者这些广告卖什么广告的时候，我们就买这些东西。
Most of the time we watch the advertisement and we buy whatever advertised.
我们去的餐馆就是看有什么朋友啊，或者有什么网站推荐的，我们就去吃。
We go to the restaurant that are recommended by our friends or in the magazine.
这些名牌是不是真的这么好呢？
All these famous brands, are they truly good?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是呢，大家都说这些事情好的时候，我们就一起去做。
But since everyone is saying they are good, then we'll just go and follow it.
这个就是圣经所说的，我们随从今世的风俗。
That is what the Bible says. We follow the ways of this world.
以弗所书二章二节继续说，我们顺服空中掌权者的首领。
And Ephesians 2:2 continue to say that we follow the ways of the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
这里告诉我们，人不单只是罪的奴隶，是世界的奴隶，我们还是魔鬼的奴隶。
It tells us that we are not only slave to sin and to the world, we are also the slave to Satan.
那么呢，你知道魔鬼用什么方法去控制人？
Do you know in which way the Satan control us?
其中一个很有效的方法就是用我们的贪心。
And one effective way is to use our desire.
很多年前呢，美国已经开始在墨西哥这个国家里面开他们的工厂。
And many years ago, American has started open the factories in Mexico.
因为他们这边的人工很便宜。
Because they have cheap labor fee there.
但是呢，当他们开了这些工厂的时候呢，他们就面对一个问题。
But after they open the factory, they face a problem.
就是墨西哥人呢，没有这个意愿去工作。
Because the Mexican people, they do not have the desire to work.
他们发现呢，其实美国的工厂给他们人工太高了。
Because they found the wage is really high.
从前呢，他们一个月才拿$2。
And before they earned $2 for a month.
但是现在这个故事是很久以前了。现在你在美国的工厂里面工作一天，你已经拿$2了。
This is an old story. Now they work in American factory. They earned $2 a day.
那么这些经理，美国的经理就在想，怎么可以推动他们去工作呢？
So this American management, they are thinking how to stimulate their desire to work.
最后有一个经理就想出一个方法。
And at last, one of the manager found a way.
就是每人派一本 Sears 的这些邮购的目录。
And so he gave each one of the workers the Sears mail order catalog.
当他们这些墨西哥人看了以后呢，他们就有动力去工作了。
So when this Mexican worker look the catalog, they have the desire to work.
因为我们的欲念会驱使我们去工作。
Because our desire will drive us to work.
魔鬼可以用我们的贪心去控制我们。
The demon will use our desire to control us.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，在世界上还有一种奴隶。
But the Bible also told us there's another kind of slave in this world.
这个就是神的儿女。
That is the children of God.
耶稣基督是用他的死把人从罪里面买出来。
And Jesus Christ redeemed us by his death.
那么我们就不再做罪的奴隶了。
So we no longer are slave to sin.
哥罗西书里面告诉我们，耶稣基督救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到爱子的国里。
Colossians 1:13, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
所以圣经告诉我们，每一个基督徒现在都是一个自由的人。
So Bible teaches us.Every Christian is a free man.
正如加拉太书里面告诉我们，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
Just like Galatians says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
那如果是这样子的时候，为什么保罗说我是神的奴隶呢？
So if this is true, why Paul said, I am slave to God?
原来在旧约里面呢，有一条律法是这样子。
Because there was a law in, there is a law in Old Testament.
就是当时的希伯来人呢，他做了奴仆六年以后呢，他就可以得自由。
Because at that time, when Hebrew, when he has been a slave for 6 years, and he will be set free for the seventh year.
所以在第七年的时候，他可以离开他的主人。
So in seventh year, he can leave his master.
但是如果这个仆人呢，他明说，我爱我的主人和我的次子儿女，不愿意自由出去，他的主人就可以拿他到审判官，用柱子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。
But if the servant declares, I love my master and my wife and children, and do not want to go free, then his masters must take him before the judges, and he shall take him to the door or the doorpost and pierce his ear with the awl. Then he will be his servant for life.
保罗是谁呀？
Who is Paul?
他是神的仆人。
He is Paul's servant.
为什么？
Oh, he's God's servant. Why?
因为他自己选择的。
Because he chose to be.
他爱主耶稣，所以他选择要做主耶稣的仆人。
He loved Jesus Christ. He chose to be the slave of Jesus Christ.
他情愿回到耶稣的身边服侍他。
He would rather go back to the Lord than to serve him.
永远听神的旨意。
And obey God's command forever.
这个成为保罗人生的第一步。
And that is Paul's, the first in Paul's life.
保罗选择做神的仆人。
Paul chose to be God's servant.
不单只是他自己的一个志愿。
Not only his own will.
他也挑战我们所有基督徒，我们应该做同一个选择。
He also challenged each one of us, the Christian, to become God's servant.
罗马书第六章十六节里面，保罗说：“化作罪的奴仆，以至于死；化作顺命的，就是顺命就是听话的意思哈的奴仆，以致成圣。”
Just like Romans 6:16 says, "Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness."
保罗提醒我们每一个基督徒，你有两个选择。
And Paul remind every Christian you have two choice.
但是不同的选择有不同的结局。
But different choice has different outcome.
那保罗呢？不是讲到上天堂下地狱的这类的结局。
So here Paul did not talk about the outcome of going to heaven or going to the hell.
他是讲到在一个功能上面的分别。
He's talking about the difference of the functional difference.
当一个基督徒选择去犯罪的时候，你在神的眼里面，在功能上面，你是一个死人。
When a Christian chooses to sin, and function-wise, he is dead to God.
因为你根本上不听神的话。
Because you don't listen to God.
但是如果你选择去听神的话的时候，你的生活就会活出意来。
But if you choose to listen to God, and you will, your life will work out, the righteousness.
这个就是保罗的选择。
That is Paul's choice.
虽然他已经到了六十岁。
Although he was 60 years old.
但是他选择听神的话。
He chose to, obey God.
遵守神的心意。
And to follow his will.
保罗不单只介绍自己是神的仆人。
Not only Paul introduced himself as a servant of God.
他介绍自己呢是耶稣基督的使徒。
And he introduced himself as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们知道使徒这个字呢，就是被差遣的意思。
We know the meaning of apostle is someone sent.Our mission.
当你被差遣的时候，你有一个任务你要完成的。
When you are on mission, you have a task, to accomplish.
那么呢，第一节的下半节其实就是保罗解释他的任务是包括什么。
The latter part of the first verse, Paul explained what his task is.
有另外一个中文翻译本呢，他这样子翻，他说这是为着神选民的信心和那合乎敬虔真理的知识。
And there's a Chinese translation says, that is for the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness.
这里其实保罗就是告诉我们他的任务有两方面。
So here Paul tells us his task has two sides.
第一方面就是领人信主。
The first is to lead people to faith.
第三节里面呢，保罗解释他这个工作。
And in verse 3, Paul explained his task.
其实他圣经告诉我们，其实因为是只有神所拣选的人呢，才会相信他。
And Bible tells us only God's elect will believe him.
所以保罗就形容他传福音的这个工作呢，是神选民的信心。
So Paul described his task of spreading gospel is for the faith of God's elect.
任务的另外一方面呢，其实就是造就信徒。
So the other side of his task is to teach saint to grow.
教导呢神的儿女认识真理，这样的认识会带给他们一个敬虔的生活。
To teach God's children to know truth, and that truth will lead them to godliness.
总括来说呢，保罗的任务就是传福音跟造就门徒。
So, in combination, of these two points, Paul's task is to lead people to faith and build up a Christian.
不单只是传福音叫人得救。
Not only leads people to faith and to be saved.
这些人得救以后，你教他怎么过一个敬虔的生活。
After they are saved, you teach them how to live a godly life.
敬虔就是敬畏神。
Godliness is to fear the Lord.
还有就是呢，你好像神一样的生活。
And to live a life, like God.
如果你继续看提多书，你就了解。其实敬虔是提多这个教会面对的最大的一个问题。
If you read the book of Titus, you will see, godliness is a problem of the church in Titus.
保罗告诉我们，传福音、造就门徒呢，是我们救主的命令交托我们的。
Paul tell us that lead people to faith and to teach them how to grow spiritually is a task entrusted to Paul by God.
这个就是保罗人生的任务。
That is Paul's task of his life.
你知不知道你人生有什么任务呢？
Do you know the task of your life?
其实当你清楚知道神交托给你的是什么的时候，帮助你做很多不同的选择。
If you clearly know what has God entrusted to you, it will help you to make a good decision.
你不会浪费你的人生。
You will not waste your life.
很多年前呢，我还是做电脑的时候。
Many years ago, I was working in the IT field.
我有一个机会去南加州工作。
I have a chance to go to Southern California to work.
那么，到这个公司要请我的时候呢，我当时才坐下来，把我所有的资料放在我面前做一个比较。
When the company want to hire me, I sit down and put all the information before me.
比方说，我比较我现在的人工跟我在加州的人工啊。
So I compare the pay I have it here and to the pay in California.
那么我就发觉，无论在人工上面呢，前途上面呢，我生活环境方面呢，南加州比明州好。
Then I found out on the pay and the career future and the living environment, Southern California is better than Minnesota.
但是有一样事情是明州比较优胜的。
And there there is one thing that Minnesota outperformed California.
就是当时我在十多年在华人教会的生活。
That is over a decade's church life.
我明白这个就是神给我的任务。当时在华人教会里面去继续的学习，继续的侍奉。
I understand that is a task God entrusted to me, and to stay with the church and to serve the church.
所以最后我就没有离开明州。
And in the end, I did not leave Minnesota.
保罗不单只明白他的身份。
Not only Paul understand his identity.
他也知道神托付给他的是什么。
And he know what God has entrusted to him.
但是更重要的，保罗的托付就是他的盼望。
But more important, the task that God entrusted to him is Paul's hope.
第二节讲到盼望那无方言的神在万古之先所应许的永生。
That is a faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time.
第二节的意思是保罗做使徒的这个托付是建基在一个永生的盼望上面。
The task that Paul had is based on the hope of eternal life.
保罗知道传福音造就门徒呢是一个很困难的一个工作。
Paul knows that to spread the gospel and disciple the Christians is a very hard, difficult task.
如果你有向人传福音，你有在教会里面侍奉去栽培其他的弟兄姊妹的时候，你也会同意保罗的看法。
You will agree with Paul if you have spread the gospel or serve in the church and help the other Christian to grow.
你会发现不是很多人对福音、对侍奉神去过一个金钱的生活有兴趣。
You will find not many people has interest in believing God or serve in the church.
连耶稣也形容进天国的路是一条窄路。
Even Jesus describes the path to the kingdom of heaven is a narrow path.
当保罗侍奉的时候，他面对很多不同的困难，包括他要面对坐牢。
When Paul served, he faced a lot of difficulties, including the imprisonment.
但是保罗他明白一个事情，就是虽然这么困难，但是一定这个神给他的任务一定可以达到的。
But Paul knows, although it's really difficult, but the task God entrusted to him will be accomplished.
这个不是因为保罗他有一个超人的力量。
It is not Paul has a superhuman power.
这个是因为他有一个永生的盼望。
Because he has a hope of eternal life.
好像呢，这里所讲的是因为那无方言的神。
Because God who does not lie.
神有一个计划。
God has a plan.
那么他就必定会完成这个计划。
And he will accomplish his plan.
就好像呢，他说在如神在万古之先已经计划了这个救恩。
Just like the salvation that God has planned before the beginning of time.
到了日期，第三节说，执着传扬的功夫，把这道显明了。这传扬的责任是按着神，我们救主的命令交托了我。
And verse 3, at his appointed season, he brought his word to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of God, our Savior.
保罗他的责任就是忠心地完成神给他的托付。
Paul's responsibility is to faithfully finish the task God entrusted to him.
那因为保罗知道这个托付一定会完成的。
And Paul knows that this task will be accomplished.
你就见到他侍奉神的里面的 这个热情。
And you can find that the passion he has serving the Lord.
这个就是为什么他放监以后马上又去传福音。
That is why when he was released from prison, he immediately went to spread the gospel.
但是保罗也了解一点。
But Paul also know.
就是呢，有一天他会死亡的。
One day he will die.
他要肯定，就是连他的死亡不会结束了这个任务的完成。
And he will make sure that his death will end the task God entrusted to him.
所以呢，这个就是为什么他写信给这个提多。
That is why he wrote the letter to Titus.
他告诉提多，我现在写信给提多，就是叫做我共信之道，做我真儿子的。愿恩惠平安从父神我们的救主基督耶稣归于你。我从前留你在格利底，是要你将前没有办完的事情办紧迟了，又照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。
Verse 4 and 5. To Titus, my true son in our common faith.Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. The reason I left you in Crete was that you might strengthen out what was left unfinished and appointed elders in every town as I directed you.
保罗要保证神的计划继续下去。
Paul want to make sure that God's plan continue.
所以他就写信交托给提多。
That's why he wrote a letter to Titus.
他要这个福音继续的从格利底这个地方传扬出去。
He wants the gospel be spread out from Crete.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道你的身份呢
？Brother and sister, do you know your identity?
你知不知道你的托付呢
？Do you know your task?
你知不知道你的盼望呢
？Do you know your hope?
有人说我就是我自己的主人。
Some people said, I am my own master.
我的盼望就是享受人生。
My hope is to enjoy the life.
那如果是这样子的时候，我就要问大家一个问题。
If that's the case, I want to ask you a question.
你快乐吗？
Are you happy?
你满足吗？
Are you satisfied?
你一生就是碌碌，就是要好像跟着这个世界去走。
So you labor hard all your life is to follow the trend of this world.
你吃最好的东西。
And you eat the best food.
但是你满足吗？
Are you satisfied?
你走遍天南地北。
And you travel around the world.
你是不是特别快乐呢？
Are you particularly happy?
所以呢，我希望当我们去想一想，神给我们的托付是什么？
So I want you to think about the task God entrusted to you.
他就会改变你人生的方向。
And it will change your life's direction.
我希望呢，在这个教会里面，每一个弟兄姊妹都是神的仆人。
I hope every brother and sister in this church is God's servant.
因为耶稣基督爱我们，为我们舍己。
Because Jesus Christ loves us and gave His life to us.
所以你选择去侍奉这样子的神呢，没有比这个事情更快乐、更满足的。
There is nothing more satisfying, than to serve the Lord, in this world.
这个就是为什么主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来的旨意。
That is why Jesus said, "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish his work."
没有一个享受，没有一个事情比起完成神给我们的托付更快乐、更满足的。
There is no other enjoyment compared to the task God entrusted to us. It's more satisfying and pleasant.
我们最后我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天天父，我们谢谢你拣选我们。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for choosing us.
通过主耶稣把我们从罪、从这个世界去买赎出来。
and through the Jesus Christ to redeem us from this world.
愿意我们都选择成为神里的仆人。
May we choose to be the servant of the Lord.
因为这个是最快乐、最满足的事情。
Because this is the most joyful things.
帮助我们不会跟随这个世界。
Help us not to follow the ways of this world.
帮助我们好像保罗一样，就是以主你的旨意成为我们的生活的目标。
And just like Paul, and your just use your will as the direction of our life.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.